bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
He Welcomes Your Worries by Ron Schlegel for Friday, April 9th, 2021. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Don't worry, everything's going to be all right. How many times have you heard those words? When you're scheduled to undergo surgery, when you're having family or personal problems, or when you're struggling to survive because your expenditures far exceed your income. And somebody invariably says, "Don't worry, everything's going to be all right." Usually those words are slim comfort, because the one who speaks them has no solution for the problems you are facing, and sadly, has no real basis for assuring you that everything will be okay. So you smile feebly, thank the person for their comments, and continue to fret about what the outcome of the problem you are facing will be. There is one, however, who says to you, "Don't worry," and who can say it with absolute confidence and authority. That one is Jesus Christ. And he means exactly what he says, although sometimes we doubt his message or fail to understand his meaning. When we doubt or do not grasp our Lord's words of reassurance, we're not alone. Even his closest followers did not always comprehend him or completely trust his words, though they witnessed his crucifixion and his resurrection. And what does Jesus mean when he tells us not to worry? Not to worry about food or clothing or all the things that make us anxious in this life. He means to tell us that these are the times we need to lean into him in faith, trusting that he who overcame our darkest sins on the cross is there for us and for all our future days. Do you know the name Dietrich Bonhoeffer? He was a Lutheran pastor, an erudite theologian, one who boldly defied the Nazis during World War II. A few months before he was executed, on April 9th, 1945, he wrote a letter to his friends from prison. The letter beautifully expresses Bonhoeffer's faith in God, and he tells his friends not to worry about him. His words still offer comfort and strength to Christians everywhere when they are troubled over their lives or worried about the lives of others. Listen to what Bonhoeffer wrote from his prison cell on August 23rd, 1944. "Please don't ever get anxious or worried about me. But don't forget to pray for me. I'm sure you don't. I am so sure of God's guiding hand, and I hope I shall never lose that certainty. You must never doubt that I am traveling my appointed road with gratitude and cheerfulness. My past life is replete with God's goodness, and my sins are covered by the forgiving love of Christ crucified." This is the faith and assurance that you can have too, no matter what your circumstances. You are in God's merciful and gracious hands. The Bible tells you so. Listen to it in Romans chapter 8. Paul writes, "What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" God's love is boundless. He wants you and I to know that. And we can know that because he's shown us in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, comfort our hearts when they're heavy with worry. In your name, amen.